to when you are FM 103.7. I have a question for you. Would you like to get a little bit healthy? Would you like to lose maybe just a little bit of weight? And would you like some free stuff, some free fruit and veggies? All sounds too good to be true. And joining us to talk about that a little bit this morning is Erin Clark, PhD candidate from the University of Newcastle. Good morning, Erin. This is a very exciting sort of study that's about to be unleashed.
Yeah, I hope so. So we're just trying to increase the population's fruit and vegetable intake, and we thought we'd put a study out there for you all.
It sounds very good. Now, since we're talking fruit and veggies, I have to ask you, what's your favourite and what is your least favourite vegetable?
Favourite would have to be carrot, and peas would be the least favourite.
Really?
Unfortunately.
Not a pea person?
No, definitely not.
I don't think I've ever come across somebody that doesn't like peas, but there you go. I've done that today.
Yeah.
We'll get you to try some peas on the way out. Maybe mix it with your mashed up pumpkin or something.
Yeah, maybe that could be the way to introduce it.
Or maybe not. Look, who exactly are the candidates we're looking for to take part in the study, and how is it all going to roll out?
Okay, so we're looking for 18 to 45-year-olds, both males and females, who are overweight, so they've got a BMI between 25 and 35.
So can you just take us through the BMI index, how that actually works?
Yeah, so BMI is based off your weight in comparison to your height. So if your weight is outside the range that you should be compared to your height, then you have a higher BMI, which puts you at higher risk of health problems such as diabetes and heart disease.
And I would imagine for those who don't have that information on tap, once they apply, you'll go through and check all that out as
well? Yeah, so we'll double check everyone, make sure they're eligible for the study.
Cool. So it'll go for around 10 weeks. What can we expect? How can that all roll out? What's going to happen?
So we're recruiting now. So once you get in contact with myself, I'll screen you, make sure you're eligible for the study, and then we'll book you in for a few sessions where we'll put you through some tests and check out how much you're currently eating, and you'll get a one-on-one diet consult with me, so that's free for you, so that's good.
So you'll check our eating habits and judge us accordingly.
I won't judge.
No?
No.
And it's the exercise that's going to happen. What are you going to be putting people through their paces over the 10 weeks?
Yeah, so we'll just get you to come in. Four of the sessions, you'll do an exercise test. So they're intense exercise tests, but we're not expecting you to go out and do that every day. We're just trying to see if you eat fruit and vegetables, does that impact on how well you exercise and how that affects your weight as well.
With a bit of luck, it'll affect it in a positive manner.
Yeah.
Because we know it probably will, as long as people don't cheat on the test. That's the, I've been eating all these fruit and veggies, and then they walk in the jingle jangle of lollies in their pocket or something.
Yeah, well, it is balanced, but yeah, we do hope that you increase your fruit and veg and decrease your lolly intake.
So that's what we hope. I mean, do you think that people are going to mostly stick to the plan?
Well, they will be in contact with me a lot, so if they do have any problems, I'll help support them. I'll give them a few references and sources to help them out there, so hopefully it does work out for them.
Fingers crossed. Well, look, it's your chance to pick up, hey, some fruit and veggies, do a bit of exercise as well, and if you've been thinking maybe it's time to get fit, this may be the one for you. Thanks for sharing a little bit of that with us this morning, Erin.
That's right. Thank you for having me.
And we do have some information on this on the Morning Show page at 2NURFM.com.